Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. It's your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. As always, I'm grateful for each of you who will join us tonight, who are joining us via Facebook or the Blog Talk Radio platform. All right? 657-383-0944. That is the number to call. Perhaps one of the most important responsibilities of an elder, a statesman in a community, is to teach and prepare those that are without knowledge, particularly the young and even some older folk, to be sober in their thought and to responsibly carry themselves and be independent in their actions. However, beloved, over the last generation, perhaps or two, young people have simply been pacified. What do you mean by that, Doctor? They've been presented with all sorts of tricks and gimmicks that look good. They have the appearance of glitter through pop culture. So advertisers and people in media, people that have vested economic interest, have poured a lot into making it look good to sell it to you, right? But there's no substance. Consequently, when it comes to being able to maturely accept certain realities in life, in our nation, in the world, and to assume personal responsibility for one's own behaviors displayed in society, too many people, I'm not going to just say young people, but too many people, particularly youth, are prone to these pressures through violence and destruction and inappropriate behavior. That's because preachers, in many cases teachers, politicians, and so-called leaders have lied to them and given them things that are not good for them. Join me tonight as we speak from the topic, Shoot Straight With Me. Shoot straight with me. Don't give me no crooked stuff. Shoot straight with me. 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. Bear with me as I get through our monologue. you're new to the show, I'd like to explain that the monologue helps us have a frame of reference or context for what we're talking about in this topic. Shoot straight with me. Okay? So I'll give you some background on what I'm saying. There'll be an opportunity for you to share and you to converse with us. We're going to be on for about an hour and a half tonight, and you'll have an opportunity to share your idea in just a few minutes here. Bear with me. Get through the monologue. 657-383-0944. That is the number to call. Listen to what the text says in John, the 8th chapter, the 31st and the 32nd verse. There were some people standing around the Savior, a character we call Christ, and they felt like just because they were born a certain way that they automatically had dibs to righteousness and all that God had to offer. It felt like just because they were born in a certain group of people, naturally they go into heaven. They got, you know, hey, I know I'm on God's side. I'm good. And do you know that because of folk lying to our babies and misleading them and misguiding them, a lot of them growing up with this idea that they should have the best that life has to offer, but be required to put the least work in to get that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have the very best. But, beloved, you got to be ready to work. Kick your behind in gear. And you deserve to have it when you've done that. John 8:31 says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye disciples indeed." Verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Wait. Let me put a pin right there for a second. Listen. Here's what he said. There are some conditions here. He said then to them, if, that is a word of condition, under the condition that you continue, watch it. Look, y'all, look now. You got to put the work in. You continue. You got to maintain your stride and step in his word. Then you're a disciple. Not just because you were born the son or the grandson or the great-grandson or you know somebody. That dog will not hunt. Watch this. Went on 32 to say, and you'll know the truth. And no matter what come, what go, period, what error it is, the truth will always make you free. That's what our babies need to understand. When you know the truth, doggone it, you can be free. You'll even know who's trying to hold you bound when you know the truth. We're talking about a topic. Shoot straight with me now. Come on now. Shoot straight with me. Let me get through this monologue. Listen, do y'all know that a pacifier, y'all know what a pacifier is, right? It's that thing that you use for babies. Well, they help parents as well as the infants to get through tough nights when the baby's doing a bunch of crying. Usually the baby's not even hungry. And the baby's full, too. It's full, got a clean diaper, and really ain't nothing wrong with them. All they're looking for is some extra comfort. You don't want to put no bottle that ain't got no more milk in it and make the baby suck the hair. That'll give them gas, you know, make them sick. Okay, let's keep going, Doc. Keep going. So the pacifier is a solid object that feels like mama's breast. Say it, Doc. Feel like mama's breast. And that gives calm and soothing to the baby. Help the baby relax and go on up. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying. Okay, all right. Listen, here's some reasons why I said pacifiers help or how they help soothe the baby. And I'm gonna correlate this to our young folks today. And bear with me. Permit me to allow me to refer to our young folk as babies, okay? All right? Yeah, but look at the natural baby. This is how the pacifier works with them. This is the effect that it has on an agitated infant. an agitated infant. See, the infant can't talk, can't tell you what's wrong, and can't articulate, help me, Holy Ghost, why they're agitated. But they will let you know they are, okay? A pacifier helps you calm that baby, as I said earlier. It serves as a distraction from the baby that usually they just sleeping and want to go to sleep. It's a distraction, right? It helps the baby go ahead and do what it want to do. Stop trying to fight it and go to sleep, baby. It could be helpful when you, if you have a child on an airplane flight, because it's said to help keep the child's ears open while they're flying and it don't irritate them, right? It cuts the baby's risk of a thing called sudden infant death, or SID, they found that this is very useful, right? And lastly, it helps manage babies who have a tendency to put their fingers in their mouth, right, and get used to sucking their fingers or their thumb. What happens is when your teeth start going in, you get, y'all know what I'm talking about, huh? Walk around with buck teeth. That's where it comes from. Well, the pacifier helps the child manage that desire, that urge to do that. Now, y'all said I can correlate this to the babies today, the young folks. And some of them, we got some babies that are 40, 50 years old, baby in mind. Maybe not in years, but baby in mind. Now, in contrast to this infant, consider this. Particularly in urban America, politicians and folk that want to make money can come there, put together some sort of scheme through entertainment, through sports, help the Holy Ghost, even through religious practice. And guess what it does? Guess what it does, beloved? Guess what it does? It helps them to distract people's focus, their thought, their action, their responsibility from what they need to be doing and pay attention to whatever it is they bought them, just like a pacifier. It makes them think that they're comfort, makes them think that everything's all right because they feel full. Junk food. Somebody say junk food. You understand what I'm saying? But in reality, what is happening is because they are distracted from what they need to focus on. See, responsible people understand that success comes with sacrifice. And you got to put a little work in, right? And everything is not going to always be like you want. You got to work. That's what the Savior was telling the disciples. If you continue, if you do something, right, and you maintain that course, you're my student. That's what a disciple is. And when you know the truth, truth will make you free. It don't matter who come to town with the latest hustle. Truth will make you free. Now, naturally, any parent want to guard their children's feelings. Just like some folk come in and say, if you start telling the truth on doctor, he out in the street cutting a monkey and clowning, being self-destructive. Just because I'm black don't give me a pass. Just because I call myself Negro or colored, or African American, that does not give me a pass to clown. Help me, Holy Ghost. And somebody come in talking about they my friend, start making excuses for me causing problems where I live. How much a friend is that? You'll know the truth, and it'll keep you free. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Now, Big Mama don't want her child to go to jail, but her child needs to go sit his behind down somewhere and quit clowning. Shoot straight with me now. Shoot straight with me. A child needs to stop causing rift and mayhem in the neighborhood. Don't nobody have to hate you. Don't nobody want to hurt you. But look, you need to stop that. And the people that live there ought to be able to have some peace of mind. You're doing all, making all this noise. James Brown said you're talking loud and saying nothing. Now, sometimes, beloved, what that means is you got to get back and stop giving people excuses. I told you we're going to shoot straight with you tonight. Y'all shoot straight with me, okay? 657-383-0094. That's the number call. For everybody, the truth has to be faced with reality. Anytime somebody's telling you, they're telling you the truth about anything, and you see that it changes under different circumstances and the conditions are different for other people, they lie, because the truth don't change. Huh? Anybody that puts their finger in the fire and you keep it there long enough, you're going to get burned. Don't matter if you're tall, short, fat, skinny, long, brown, yellow, green, purple, whatever you are. That's a cold reality. My uncle used to say all the time, the only way you'll live to get old is don't be a fool and die young. Help me, Holy Ghost. That's what's going on. Truth hurts. Yes, it does. But guess what? It'll help you to be free. When you accept it, it'll keep you free. Listen, the ugly truth about my brothers and sisters in urban America, throughout urban America, not everybody, but those who are responsible for the mayhem and the friction and the trouble and the strife, is that their success requires them to face structure. That's the one thing you'll find that they don't want. We always say our people all to come together. Well, that requires you to be structured, have some structure for coming together. Huh? Some structure in your day-to-day life. They need discipline. Uh-oh. Did you hear what the Savior said? He told those people that wanted to be disciples around him that if you continue, you behave yourself in a certain manner, and you maintain your stride in my word, then you are a disciple. Indeed, you're a student of mine because you are what? Replicating the instruction that you receive. Your mind got to be disciplined. You're not helping young African-American males or females if you're not telling them you need structure in your life, and you need to be disciplined. If you don't know how to get it or you don't have it, you haven't had it, that's all right. Somebody will provide it to you. You're going to get it, some of it, tonight. Watch this. Watch this. Remember I told you at the beginning of the monologue that there are some people who feel like they should have the very best that life has to offer and have to put the least work in to get it. That's foolish. That's foolish. Success requires sacrifice. One thing in particular is you can't be like everybody else and be successful. Say that again, doctor. I said you can't be like everybody else, normal, and be successful. Successful people are extraordinary because they're willing to do what it takes to successfully meet their goal. Whatever your goal is, not what somebody else is now, your goal. Structure, discipline, sacrifice. Watch this. Watch this. And persistence. This is what happens. This is what happens. Some of us get to going on our course in life and we're looking good, we're feeling good, we think we're doing good. And then all of a sudden, circumstance, reality, pops us in the behind. Oh! Where'd that come from? Who hit me? You don't know what hit you. Then all of a sudden you got to change your course of action. Nobody told you that you're not going to always have it easy. You're not ready and prepared to be persistent. Keep on doing what you've been doing. You might find some setbacks. You may have to start over, but do not give up. Stay on the course. Huh? Press on and see what the end is going to be. I wish that, boy, I didn't come to preach, but I felt that right there. Listen, structure, discipline, sacrifice, persistence will get you where you want to be. I'm going to shoot straight with you tonight. I asked Aaron Neville, the country singer Aaron Neville, y'all know who I'm talking about, if he would help me out tonight to iterate this point about shoot straight. And let me he says it best. He had a certain song. He said it best. Let me let him say it right here. We're coming. You're listening to Talk Straight. 657-383-0944. That's the number to call right here in the studio. Shoot straight with me now. Don't play with me. Aaron Neville.
Baby, my time is too expensive.
You understand what I'm saying?
And I'm not
a little boy. I ain't no little boy. Play with me.
If you are serious,
if it's real, man,
don't play with my heart. It makes me furious.
Yeah, that makes me mad right there.
But if you want me to love you,
I'm
not
mad doing that. I will. Yes, I
will. You already know how we can get.
Okay, Aaron. All right. Hold on. They ain't ready for that. Listen, we go to the phone, man. 657-383-0944. Shoot straight with me. My sister out of Jacksonville, Florida, is joining us there. And my brother out of Birmingham, the best place in the South, down there in Selma, Alabama. Welcome to the show tonight, guys. I think y'all heard me. We're talking about Shooting Straight tonight. Don?
Yes, sir. And it's messed up down here.
Hey, Don.
How y'all doing?
Good. She said hello to you. Don, shoot straight with me, man. Now, come on, give it to me straight.
Talk to the floor down here, Mr. Doctor. I'm at the gas station where I work at. Listen, Mr. Dockery, the young man behind the gas station where I work at just went to jail. So I come to find out there was a European girl that was working here at the store, and I talked to her one time. She claimed she didn't like no brothers and she didn't mess with black men. Come to find out she did, and the whole time she was talking to me, she said she was kin to Sheriff Huffman. So when she said that, I kind of like stepped to the side, because when my brother first came down here and got on the police force, the lady lived across the street, told me Sheriff Huffman killed Barbara Brown's sons because his daughter was messing with crack and he had the boys bumped off. So I started watching her. Now the young man that been messing with the young lady, now he's locked up. And all I'm going to say to all brothers and sisters, every good pimp send their best hope. Figure it out.
Okay. Hold on.
Y'all ain't worked it out yet, Mr. Doctor.
I got you. I told you to shoot straight with me, so you just shot real straight there. Did you get hit by that?
Yes, it.
37? Welcome, 3072. What say you about that, and particularly with what I see is we got some good young people, and many of them are creative, right? When you get to talk to them, you can see that they have really good skill and talent, but somebody done lied to them.
And
suggested that they don't really have to work hard because something is owed to them. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, I think it's sad. And then on top of them being lied to, they've been just left to the side, you know.
Right.
You know, if you're going to lie and fester something up in somebody, at least nourish it and help the lie to grow or something.
You know,
but you lie to them and then kick them to the curb.
Wow.
Not fair. It's not right. And it certainly isn't helping anything.
Absolutely. See, they're frustrated now, Don and 3072. They're frustrated even with the idea that the church used to be a place that they can go. They've been told. They've seen this from the grandmom and great-grandma. Used to be a place they can go and get support, get guidance, and a little bit of discipline, right? Not no more. They hardly want to. A lot of people are losing confidence and faith in going to church. Now, you used to be able to look up to your teachers. Got too many, not all of them now. Let me make that clear. Not all of them. But you got too many of them that seem like they went a different direction. You understand? In school systems and what have you. We have a reason for pause. So people are wondering, but my goodness, and young folks are looking and say, who can, we can't trust the politicians, Don. Look like everything they say is a lie. Say one thing and do another. So what? Can you appreciate why you have so much anxiety and frustration among particular certain populations or age groups of people in America? Anybody?
Yeah, I mean, I can't appreciate it, but I can somewhat understand. You know, when things are just going rampantly, I don't even know, crazy, and society is just accepting it and imposing it in certain ways. And I mean, it's just causing anxiety in most people.
Sure. And we see a political battle take place over the last year between the two major parties. And that in the middle of all of it were everyday people who many now don't even know where to start over again. You understand what I'm saying? We've even seen where medical science has lost some credibility because people have exploited rape and robbed it and misrepresented. You understand what I'm saying? And who do you trust anymore? I'm going to tell you who you trust. What Jesus said is, if when you know the truth, that'll make you free from everything, when you know the truth. Man. Some of us don't even want to hear the truth, son. We would rather hear a lie because it sounds better, huh? And it don't come with no responsibility. You understand what I'm saying, Don?
Well, Mr. Dockridge, you know, you've been lied to so much in the system. The system itself is based on a lie. You know what I'm saying? And you come one day, you wake up, and, you know, just like one day after my dad died, you know, he a Baptist and Prince Hall Mason, and I'm following him around, going to church on Sunday, and I wake up one day and come to find out Sunday ain't the Sabbath. Saturday is. So the United States is just based on, a funky face lie. See, so like right now, I'm looking at that funky face lie that y'all got going on up there in Tennessee.
What's going
That's
on?
A funky face lie up there. Cooper and all up funky face lie.
Don't say it like that. What they doing,
Don?
It is.
There's a funky face lie. The whole political process, Mr. Dockery, you got to call like you see it. It's a lie.
Okay.
You know why I know it's a lie, Mr. Dockery? I'm going to say it again. Benjamin Turner, Mark ain't up down here. So you're telling a funky face lie. And then yesterday, Mr. Dockery, they did a groundbreaking for Brown Chapel. And, what's her name? K.I. Ivey come down here. She'll last it. Let's call it like we see it. You won't shoot straight. We started the Republican Party in Cahaba. The state chairman know that. But it's a funky face lie. It's a perverted lie.
Yeah. So
you don't want your truth.
Back. Okay, big brother. I hear what you're saying. Don't we have the power, Don, though, to seek the truth and live the truth? Don't we have that power? That choice and that power. No?
But nobody want to live, Mr. Doc, nobody want to live the truth. Listen, I just come in from Motor Raceway. And Mo and I gonna tell me the girl that's Kendra Huffman killed Love Little Don. How you gonna love Little Don? And when he gets with you, he gets locked up. And you Kendra Huffman.
Okay.
What kind of love is that?
You know,
sound like to me if the KKK on the sheriff's department don't send their daughter in to set one of our brothers up.
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me. The Scottish Rite Masons done got a click in a sheriff department and setting our boys up. And, Mr. Doctor, the reason I'm speaking to it, because I seen it right there in Dixon County, over and over, right there in Charlotte on top of the hill, right there during the 5th Congressional District, right there on top of the hill in Charlotte, up on that Masonic Lodge up there. They sat there and set brothers up, year, day, minute, set them up with their daughters.
Can I ask you a question? Say I'm one of those brothers that you're talking about, right? And walk with me in 3072. Say I'm one of those brothers that you're talking about that may be potentially set up. Isn't it important for me to keep my eyes, my ears open, and look out for that trap? so I can avoid it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, I agree. I certainly agree.
So watch this, Don. Watch this. Watch this, Don. Yes, someone created a rat trap where there's cheese on a little board. And what you don't realize is that there is a springboard that's pulled back with force. As soon as you hit that initial board, it causes a spring to clap you, snaps your neck. And here you are trying to get you a piece of cheese. You got caught in the trap. Here's what the rat needs to understand. All cheese ain't good cheese. Can you say that from the 37 too?
All
right,
cheese ain't good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? All things that look like ain't life. And all dogs, some things ain't good for you. You ain't got no business jumping off and everything with everybody. Go ahead, 37. You talk to that for me. Talk to that for me.
Well, I mean, that's the truth, because things be looking all good, juicy, and appealing until that spring snap.
Watch it now.
And then,
your head, look, then you get your head caught in the trap. Good God Almighty. Ooh.
Yep, that wig and the gonna come off.
Now, Don, I feel you, big boy.
Huh?
I feel where you're coming from. I need you to help me tonight lay out. We're going to shoot straight tonight, Don. Let's lay out how you avoid that trap then. Now, look, okay, you say, Don, I know you don't like when people refer themselves as black, but that's what some people have been doing a long time. Some people say they're African-American, right? Okay. But, Don, just bear with me here. Whatever you call yourself, just because you were born with that phenotype, with that melanin, that pigment, does not mean you have to behave in a certain way.
That's
that
right.
That justifies, come on now, that justifies even law enforcement coming to scoop you up. Now, if they just come to scoop you up and you're literally not doing anything that is justifiably breaking the law or getting caught up in it. Now, see, you can say, well, she was so good, I went over there, she made me, and I didn't know they were going to get me. Well, you ain't got no business over there in the first place. What you mean she's so good? What's good about her? Can I shoot straight 37-2? What's so good about her?
Mm-hmm.
What's so good about her? Huh? What you looking for? What's in your wallet? What am I saying, beloved? All I'm saying is that you've got to, as I said in the monologue, you've got to make sure that you apply certain principles. See, Don, a lot of us don't want to live by principle, and we don't want to follow protocol. See, and what principle, Doctor? You've got to have structure in your life. Some places you have to tell yourself, I ain't going there. Now, in one place, 37-2, my wife ain't got to worry about catching me, and that's in no strip bar. What I'm
gonna be up in there for?
Hmm.
Huh? Saving souls.
Yeah, you need to get up there and save some souls, 'cause they definitely lost up in there. Yeah, you need to go in there. Yes, sir.
It's all done. No, not me.
Yeah, Mr. Doctor. Sometimes you gotta go where the devil out and find out what the devil doing, so you know what the devil really is.
I get that. But
Chico, guess what, Mr. Doctor? You know what I come to learn, Mr. Doctor? Let me tell you something. Them so-called preachers up in the church, guess what? They tied in with the dog. What you just talking about? You stripper.
What? Say what?
Yeah!
Now, listen,
down there in Chester Grove, Free Will Baptist Church, Pastor Maul's wife is in a Greek fraternity. You know, she hooked up with them Jewish people over at Vanderbilt.
All right, hold on one second. One second. I don't want to leave.
So sometimes you got to go where the devil is to see what the devil really, who the devil really is.
Listen. You know how you ever heard of the Roach Motel, Don? The Roach Motel.
Yeah.
They. What's the saying? Go. They go in and what? Talk to me, Don.
The roaches go in. Huh?
And they don't come out, right? Now, watch this. You were talking about strip bar. You're talking about me being a preacher going to strip bar. I don't have to go.
Yes, right.
They're gonna come out. They're gonna come out there eventually. It's when they come out that we are able to meet them right where they are. See, you understand what I'm saying? We know what they're doing in there, and we know what everybody that's tipping in there doing in there. The males, them little gals wouldn't be in there shaking their tail if it wasn't nobody there to shake it for. Can I get a witness, somebody? Y'all ain't gonna pray. Ain't nobody gonna pray with me tonight. See. You understand what I'm saying?
Say what? Now, what'd you say? Well, now, go about going in there? Guess what, Mr. Dockery? Guess what? I ain't going to tell you no lie. I was driving trucks. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I went right straight down there in the blue flame. I wanted to go see what you're doing. You're like JJ. You lied to me about my brother. All my kinfolk there in Tennessee lied. JJ and them to go down there with cops now to get in the crack den to find out what's really going on. Now I can come tell you, Mr. Dockery. Guess what? Hold on, Mr. Dockery. I can come tell you now that Tommy Mix is running dope. I can come tell you now that him and Andy Jackson is set up together. And I can come tell you now that them folks is controlling you in the 5th Congressional District.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you that if I hadn't went in and investigated. But I can tell you now.
Yes, sir. Let's apply these principles to your experience then, Don, what you've been through, okay? Does everybody have to do that? Does everybody have to go?
Do everybody have to? Some people might not have to do that. You understand what I'm saying? But guess what? I done found out. I done caught you. You play little moralistic games. You play games all day long. Mr. Duff, me and you have been knowing each other for a while. And you went with me down the court to fight for Kayla, right? Now, Kayla done come back and told me right there in the 5th Congressional District, she done been gained. She been raped by that system in Tennessee.
I see. Okay. I get
what you're
saying.
She done come back to me now.
Yeah. And look, big brother, here's why we're doing what we're doing today. Because there are still people who need to learn from your experience, my experience, 3072's experience. If we are so frustrated with what happened yesterday that we cannot calmly teach them these principles and show them how to avoid it, then we miss out on it. Not that we mean to, but we do. You know, you see what I'm saying, big brother? So the truth is, when you got structure in your life, what do you mean by structure? There are boundaries that you operate in. Right? And you don't need everybody in your space. Is that right, 3072? That's why you have your
space. That's true, too.
So you set values for you and your and everybody that belong there. And anybody that come there and violate those, they got to go. Talking about bringing dope, a bunch of females or whatever. You know, my son wouldn't do that, but ain't nowhere in the world I'm going to have my son talking about he's going to bring his little gal over to my house. And they're going to do anything. Now, she can be coordinating if you want to meet her. We may feed them dinner. Then you got to get up and go. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem with everything. It's all I'm saying, this big brother and my sister here. And watch this, Don. Here go the sacrifice piece. Here go the sacrifice piece. Sometimes you are tired, you go out, and you believe you deserve some enjoyment. Something that makes you smile, mm-hmm. Something that makes you feel. Are you walking with me, Don? Something that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Guess what? There are times where you don't have time to do that right now because there are more important things to do. So you make a sacrifice, especially when you got children. And there are people who don't want to make no sacrifice. That don't mean that they are inherently a bad person, but what it does show is that in the end, guess what they'll never be able to do is to reach a goal and meet success because they're unwilling to make the sacrifice. That's the issue right there. Now, you don't need everything, and you don't need to spend your time on everything with everybody. That's what Aaron Neville said. Tell it like it is. Look, I can be what you want me to, but you got to come on now and play with me now. Ain't nothing wrong with that is 37. Dude. Tell them, like, look,
mm-hmm.
Again, we can tell them how it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't no need of me playing games with you or you playing games with me. But Don, your point is well taken. That in 2021, there are still a lot of people who are waiting for directives as to what they should do next, how they should move forward in the future. Why? Because for a long time, they've been depending on what somebody else says. Not what they know. Not what they know. That takes me back to the text. listen, what the Savior said in John 8:32 is, if you know for yourself something, it's not easy for somebody to take advantage of you and make a fool out of you. Don, you told us that you know from experience what was going on in those places, right? Because you've been there.
Yes, sir, because I wanted to go to see what's really going on, and reason I wanted to see, let me tell you why I want to see, Ms. Doc, so you can avoid the negative. If you don't know what the negative is, how can you avoid it? But now I done found out, and then, like I said, then you come to find out those ones that were talking all morally righteous, tell what I done come to find out. They got more dirt than anybody. You talked about Reverend Bevel, but I got something to tell you now. I got something to come back and tell you. Terry Sewell mama, they just died. She was a lesbian. Hello. You learn from your people. You come tell me one thing, and then I come to find out, you do something else.
Okay. Well, here's the point.
You know what I'm saying? Don't play with me no more, because guess what? I'm going to tell them this. You complain about Trump. Biden ain't no better. He's just a quiet snake. Both of them snake. Both of them went to Catholic Church. Thank you. So it's just snake. He just a quiet snake, and the other one was a loud snake. But it's a snake.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, I was going to say that even sometimes people that know better still wind up getting themselves caught in a gist because they're too busy just trying to follow the crowd, you know. And again, I think that's the biggest thing, and this is what it's boiling down to, majority and what they doing, whether it's right or wrong. It's just, most everybody's doing it, so.
That's right.
Can I ask y'all a question, both of y'all a question? Two ladies just got killed down here, older ladies, and they in their house, and the boys come in and killed them.
Okay.
What is that?
What's your question, Don?
How do you solve a bunch of crazy mama grade raising gang-banging boys? How do you get mamas out of quit raising gang-banging boys?
Okay.
Gangs were set up by the Catholic Church. You raising the boy, claiming he right, but he killing his own folk now. Now he killing mama.
So, Don, that's a very good question. And I was doing this a few years ago. I was doing a workshop in a town, and I didn't know any of the people that were participants because I was a guest that I was presenting there. And to make a long story short, what I did was to describe the behavior, Don, of at-risk African-American males, okay, that consisted in Chicago, New Orleans, Detroit, this little town in Columbus, Cleveland, Ohio, all over the place, right? And a lady came up to me afterwards, Don, and she asked me, she said, do you know my son? I said, no, ma'am, I'm sure I don't. She said, because you just described him to the T like you know him. And I explained to her, Don, you asking the question, how you deal with that. I explained to her, there's a certain set of behavioral patterns and a certain mentality that must be addressed. And we can't raise our male children to grow up with that mentality without them facing problems or becoming a problem for everyone else. Does that make sense, Don? We got to be honest about it.
Yes, it does, Mr. Doctor. Yes, it does.
We're talking about shooting straight tonight now. We're talking about shooting straight. If your little boy gets up in the morning, say he's 3 years old, gets up in the morning and he goes and pee all over the house, and you just let him go, where do you think he's going to pee when he gets to be 23? Come on.
Pee all over the house. He ain't going to change.
No, all over the neighborhood.
That's what I'm saying. Mr. Doctor, he ain't going to change.
He has no structure and he has no discipline. Now,
and Mr. Dockery, and Mr. Dockery, you know why they ain't got no structure. Let me tell you this. My dad said this. I want your sister to hear all of this round is this. A hen cackle, she do not crow. Only a rooster can teach a rooster how to crow. My dad used to tell me that, and he ain't lying.
You better go.
He is running around here trying to teach a young boy how to crow, but you cackle.
What about that 37? We got St. Louis joining, but hold on, St. Louis. What about that 37? Ain't that a little strange when you see? Look, watch this. This is the part that blows my mind, Don. when the rooster start trying to lay eggs. That's what that feels right there. See, the rooster start
laying eggs. Rooster laying eggs.
Help me on this. He is crowing and a rooster laying eggs. What is going on? Somebody help me.
Mr. Docker,
that's
happening right here in Selma. You got half the people running right here. They don't blow my mind. They want to be women.
Okay. All right. Listen,
I hate to say it like that, but that's what's going on, dog. Just pray, Mr. Doctor. We really do some praying.
No, we don't need to just pray anymore. The Bible said watch as well as pray. In other words, you got to do something. We ain't talking about just praying no more. We're going to pray. We've been praying a long time. We need to do some stuff now. And one of the things we need
you
to
say watch
for watch for the signs of a lack of structure, a lack of discipline, a lack of perseverance, a lack of sacrifice. Because when you get to be grown, you're going to get hungry. Listen to what I'm telling you now. You ain't got to believe me, but listen to me anyway. When you get grown, you're going to get hungry. And when people get hungry, what do? Whatever it takes to eat. That's a survival instinct. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, Mr. Dockery, help me out with this, Mr. Dockery. You just said something very profound. I've been here 12 years, and y'all about to hold me back. I was raised up there on the farm while my dad was down here fighting for the right to vote.
Okay.
I've been down here 12 years. I would be sisters in Selma help me with it. Rose Sanders got some land on Lowndes and Dallas County line. I'm going to say it. I ain't seen no land broke a dish yet.
Okay.
And the government giving them money. I ain't seen none. Help me out with
that. I can't help you with that. I cannot help you because that's a personal responsibility that I can't do nothing about. Okay.
See what you're just saying? And guess who taught me that? My mama's dead.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's where it is. So.
And then what really blows my mind, listen to this, Doctor. You go get a bunch of old J-hoops working over in the Catholic Church, bringing y'all kind of poison meat. You run there every day to get the poison meat, like they really giving you something nutritional. Ain't giving you nothing but poison so they can have you getting their chemicals over in their hospital. I don't get that, Mr. Doctor.
Okay. All right. That's a whole nother subject.
I don't get it, Mr. Doctor.
We may have to dig into
it. I don't get it.
Okay. Do you get it, 37-2? You get it? Because I don't get it either.
I don't get it either.
It is what it is. Let me offer St. Louis an opportunity to join us. We talked from the topic, shoot straight with me. That's our topic tonight, St. Louis. We're shooting straight now. And we've been talking about this mentality that too many of our young, not all of them, but too many of our young folk have, that they deserve the best that life and society has to offer, but they don't have to work too hard for it because they deserve it, just because of who they are. That's where we are right now, St. Louis. Get a question, comment, that's fine.
Well, that's like these these black groups, BLM and others, mm-hmm. in making talk about equity. They want
mm-hmm.
equal
mm-hmm.
equity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no guarantee in outcomes. We'd like
nope.
you to have equal access, equality.
Right. That's right.
But what you that's want right. equal equity, that means you want to take from somebody who has something and give it to those who don't.
Yeah.
And
whenever
that's not the way to do
it. Correct. Yes. Whenever you have a situation where people think, and this is the dangling carrot that too many of our folks have gotten, not just black children, some white folks too. The dangling carrot is the government controls everything. And therefore, the government is in a position to give everybody, even take what you got, 37-2, and divvy it up among other people after you done bust your behind for it. That's a false
narrative. Just like out there in California, these Democrats, you go in the store, Walgreens to mention, get a grocery cart,
mm-hmm.
and fill that bad boy up with goods. Merchandise that totals $950. As long as you stay underneath $1,000, then you just walk right on out with it. Don't pay a dime.
What? Say what?
Absolutely. It's out there in California.
When they start doing that, man?
It's been going on for quite for a while yet.
Wow.
You got looters. You got rioters and looters and insurrectionists that's busting out windows, going into stores, and they got them on camera.
Mm-hmm.
When they catch some of them, they bring them in and let them go. But at what they call an insurrection at the state, at the Capitol building, when the Capitol police invited people in, they want to put those people in jail and charge them with parading and all sorts of devious crimes.
So before you join us, St. Louis, I kind of spoke to the fact that when people are not aware of the motives behind individuals who want to drive you down that path, what I find troubling is this war, that this political war that went on between different political interests, it got the rest of the country caught up in the middle of their mess, man. And now there are a lot of people who are afraid to engage, interact with one another. You know, we just passed a law here in Tennessee. The governor said it goes into effect on the 1st of July, I believe, where you don't have to go and be trained to carry a gun. You don't have to hide it, right? That comes with some inherent dangers. Now, by the way, with full transparency, I'm a legal, I have a legal permit to carry. But when you allow every and anybody to the freedom to decide how and when, you got the Wild Wild West, man. And then you add that to the tension that still remains. You see what I mean? Somebody needs to be responsible and quell that friction that's going on now.
And that ain't what the Constitution says, though.
What the Constitution?
And the Constitution guarantees people that right, that shall
right.
not be infringed, to bear arms. It don't say that
correct.
You got to go get training. And
right.
it is the supreme law of the land that we have to obey.
That's
and
true.
The Bible say that when you in Caesar's land, you do as Caesar
yeah.
do or something to that extent.
Yeah.
Now, you
right.
got a
right.
license because you want to conceal it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to carry it wide open, that's what the Constitution authorizes.
And what's this, St. Louis? I don't mean to cut you. I apologize for being rude. But now you can. Now you can. And the problem with that is you're inviting friction because somebody's going to challenge you. Invariably, somebody's going to challenge you. And then you're going to have two clowns out there shooting guns, and innocent people will get shot by their bullets.
Well, you got people that's being shot by bullets and not doing anything but trying to walk to school. Now they got a zigzag as they run.
I agree with what you're saying. So why would we add to that? That's all I'm saying. Now,
no, it's not adding. It's why did those try to take from it? Why did people try to deny people of that possibility? This nation has always had that right to do it. But I'm going to ask you another question.
Okay.
Here's a preacher. Here's a preacher up there, outside of St. Louis. A black preacher. Some boys came in on his congregation. I think it was three of them. Two of them went up there and got him and pulled him down, brought him down the front.
What?
And leaned him over that table. The one on the other side of the table grabbed his arm. The other guy stripped his coat, ripped his coat up the middle. And pulled his pants down, took a belt, and started whooping him right there in front of the congregation.
Are you serious, man? You make that up, man. Are you serious?
Whooped him.
What?
They
now,
whooped
okay,
him right there in front of that congregation.
When did this happen? What is the context behind that? I didn't hear that.
I don't know what the context was.
When did this happen?
I think that happened either this weekend or last weekend. It wasn't a holiday.
No. That sounds very interesting, St. Louis. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make this personal, guys. I'm going to make this personal to me. 3072, if you found me intentionally misleading folks and doing wrong or what have you, somebody ought to whoop my behind. I need a whoop. Either I need to sit down with somebody. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? I don't know about what St. Louis is talking about.
I don't think he's really sitting down right away, but.
Okay, all right. Pastor, welcome to the conversation. So we're talking from the topic, shoot straight with you. Done. Can I go back to you?
Huh?
Can I come back to you?
Come on with it.
All right. Now, when we see things that are out of order, is the correct way to correct them to come with an angry, angry voice that is strictly punitive, or should we remain rational and calm so that the people we're trying to correct can learn how to correct and what was wrong with what we didn't correct? You understand my question, Don?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. You care to take a stab at that for me?
I certainly agree with what you're saying, and there needs to be a context by which principles are taught. But right now, Mr. Dockery, I don't know no context that's teaching principles. I'm being honest with you. Since my dad done died, I'm going to be honest with you. Them young guys around Minister Farrakhan, man, they got him going way out there.
Is that right?
I'm being honest with you. You want me to be honest now? You said you're straight.
It's not just Minister Farrakhan, Don. There are a lot of people who we used to look up to for leadership. They seem to have lost their way and have cowed them and given in to all sorts of things that are not good for everybody. You know? And you got to wonder, who do we trust anymore? You know, I had a lady ask me, 30 to me too. She said, "You a pastor?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "How did y'all," this is what she said, "how y'all close our churches? Don't we believe God? Don't we trust God? I know that COVID-19 was out, but can't y'all pray and heal us?" She said, "Y'all," that's the part that got me. I said, I'm still trying to find an answer for I'm still trying to help her understand that thing. All I know is y'all didn't do it. I didn't do it. Yeah, a lot of folks did, but y'all didn't do it. It wasn't y'all. What about that, Pastor Wallace?
Hey, what's going on with that? You saying y'all? You know, she was telling you that people that go to church that didn't stand up. I think that sounds like
Say
y'all.
Yeah. That's what she's saying. No, she's talking about preachers though. The leadership of the church. That's what she's talking about. The leadership of the church.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If that's what the person was talking about, if that was just a person that didn't attend church, or did she say she attended church and they stopped the flow of it and she was discouraged by it, or I don't know what the case was. But a lot of people did shut down though. A lot of people that went to church shut down real quick.
Did I take the shot? I'm gonna show you. Look. No, we got some girls that are talking about the shot, and I think, look, I'm gonna let them look. KKK running y'all system, girls. So they can't bring no nitter to me.
Okay.
I'm gonna say something to Mr. Dockery. Don't be sitting there bragging on if Jackson is there in the 5th congressional district when we know who Andrew Jackson really was.
Yeah.
Take none of your shots. Don't want none of your dope. I've seen you run dope down the Cumberland River. So I don't need your dope.
Right.
Keep your dope to yourself.
Hold on. Let Pastor Wild finish there.
Go ahead, Pastor Wild. I don't need none of that dope.
Listen.
Take your butt back over there because y'all didn't do nothing with Bush when you had him over. Got an Arab brother want to brag on Mr. Redneck Bush here. See, I'm watching my Arab brothers over here. Look at Mr. Dockery. They want to come on this side and try to tell the brothers what to do on this side, but when you had Bush over there getting the oil, you didn't say a damn thing.
Hold on, Don.
Go ahead, Mr. Dockery.
I'm sorry, Pastor Wallace. I apologize. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, what I was just saying is that's what the lady who made known about the y'all, you could fit right in with it because that's the power of not doing what's right. You know, it's like standing up for what's right. If a person is not standing up for people or whoever's overseeing the churches, and she got a great point about, you know, if things are going on, one of the most important things about what was happening, that the churches should have been doing certain things. I think that sounds like what she was talking about, like,
well,
what happened?
Yeah.
Why did people run out of the churches? You know, like it was something going on inside the church. You know, was it something wrong inside the church that made them say, okay, we got to run out of here because we don't have nothing to hold on to in here. I don't know how you put it. I just know that when the enemy comes in to do what he's supposed to do, to put fear in people, the church is a good place to start. It's a very good place to start. If you want to see fear being exercised, or if you want to see whether people have faith or not, I mean, that's a good place to start. So
wow.
I don't know about all the churches, but a lot of them did shut down.
Let's shoot straight now. Should fear have overcome our faith in God to sustain us? That's just a question, and we can make that a rhetorical question. Should fear have overcome your professed faith? There you go, though. But just like many other things, when folks become agitated, you give out free things. I was listening to what St. Louis was talking about in California. That sounds so incredible, man, that you can walk out of there with almost $1,000 worth of good. Well, who's going to pay for that? Is Walgreens giving up? Are they distributing charity now? I mean, what's going on? That don't comport with the reality of business. St. Louis, help us with that. What's going on, man? What are you doing?
That's some Democrats for you. In St. Louis, you got a Democratic prosecutor tell the police, if you catch them for shoplifting, if it look like they need what they stole, let them go.
What? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, he tells you the truth. He tells you absolute truth.
If they look, what does that mean?
I've seen Roll Sanders get murderers loose right here in Selma.
What?
Yes, sir, Mr. Okay. Dockery.
Okay.
She was an attorney working with the good old boys here in Selma. I done literally seen murderers turn her loose. And matter of fact,
okay,
it's one running around the community now. And there's
okay.
some folk here
well,
talking about it. Matter of fact, when I got
okay.
down there, Mr. Dockery, the guy told, one guy had killed a brother and he's a good old boy. He killed a brother, and he's an attorney, and the brother that helped him kill him, they walk around town like it ain't nothing.
That brings me back to the pivotal issue here, and that is that if we're going to fix this, right, if anybody's going to do it, I saw where there's a lady here in Tennessee reportedly, she applied for the PPP as a business, and she apparently fraudulently got the money, said she was an LLC. And when it came time to prove it, she couldn't. So the bank, you know, told her that, authorities would be coming after. So she went and started a GoFundMe page. Because she says, I can't go to jail. I got babies. They need me. And I need y'all to help me pay this money back so I won't go to jail. Can you see where, and I'm not saying that to disparage her. I'm simply saying, can you see where one thing is a cause and effect? One thing leads to another. You understand what
I'm saying? Well, she's still going to jail.
Well, I mean,
because it's theft by deceit. That's a criminal choice.
Yes, I get what you're saying. And
but then guess what? I'm going to say something to St. Louis. If she should go to jail, you should lock up Biden and Kamala Harris too.
Oh, yeah.
You
should lock
up
Biden.
You should listen. You should lock up Diane Nash.
Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden in email is using the N-word, calling black folks niggas and everything else.
Okay, all right. But guys, here's the thing. What I would hope is that she would understand what was wrong. That's the whole point that I'm trying to make. I would hope that
she knew what was wrong.
Okay.
She knew what was wrong.
So
you know why?
When,
because she acts fast to clean it up.
That's okay.
I don't.
Okay.
And look, Mr. Dockery, I'm a 10th grade with a few credits at Selma University, and I've been around my dad, and I'm 61. I already know that when that government money out there, that you put your hand on them good old boys and them government money they got out there, you're going to have to pay that money back. That ain't your money.
Okay.
If I didn't work for that money, you already know it's a setup.
Hey, Don. Actually, you didn't have to pay it back if you can prove that you were legitimate and you used it for its intended purpose. You don't have to pay it back.
But listen, Mr. Dockery. Hold on. Before you even run your mouth about that, did my dad start Students for Education and Economic Development?
Yes.
Don't you both be educated before you pick up the money?
I concur. But now, look, Don, what you and I know is one thing, and what's going on around it is a totally different one, big brother. Okay? And what I'm saying is there are some other people who, if somebody don't teach them, will get caught up in the same thing. It's a continuous cycle. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm introducing those principles as I did when I talked about Shoot Straight. If you really care about them, don't make excuses for them, and don't make it possible for them to continue to maintain recidivism in criminal justice. You know?
Well, I hear that excuse all the time.
What's that?
I hear that excuse all the time. What if they didn't know? Don't know better. Well, ignorance of the law is your fault. No excuse.
No excuse. Carvey taught me that. He was L. Brooking in Chicago. Guess what, Mr. Darker? I'm going to tell you what joke. I tell all of you. I used to go spend $20 on weed every day. He looked at me one day and said, Don, I'm going to take you somewhere. I said, what you take? Got me on the bus on the south side, took me downtown Chicago, martial law school. Took me in the bookstore and showed me all the trial books, international trial books, Black's Law Dictionary, and looked at me and said, Don, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Okay, I got what you're saying.
$20, you could spend $20 and get you a Black's Law Dictionary, but you buy weed all day. That's what they do. All the weed that they done bought around in this country today, they could have got my Black's Law Dictionary instead.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And there are certain states that made it legal for you to engage in it. Now, I hear people say that that's going to solve some of the problem by making it legal. There have been various arguments, but I would argue with you, Don, that there are other things you can do with your resources. So
that's right.
Again, it goes back to the whole idea. We're shooting straight tonight. We're shooting straight. It goes back to the idea, if you're going to help somebody, tell them the truth. We started out with your favorite verse, Pastor Walt, John 8:32. You'll know the truth. It'll make you free. Come on now. And what's the truth? Now, I would hope, 3072, that if you saw me and I had some egg dripping down my face, all my eyes, and I didn't know it for whatever reason, I would hope you'd tell me. When you tell me, would you tell me?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay. What if I get mad? What if I get mad?
Well, I mean, you getting mad doesn't change the fact that you got the egg dripping down your face.
That's 3072 right there. Hey, now, what's going on, 3072? I like
hey,
that.
Hey, Pastor Wallace. I mean, that's the truth, but that's just
right.
How it is today. Seriously, nobody want to hear the truth, but just because they don't want to hear it, you know, it's sad.
Wow. But you know now, you can't say that because you're going to hurt somebody's feelings, 3072. And you know what I'm saying? You don't want to make them mad. That's that pacifier right there that I was talking about earlier. That's the pacification right there. See? You know, if you love, if the Bible says that he's facing those whom he loves. That's what it says. Now, and I read somewhere, if you spare the rod, you'll spoil a child. Now, am I talking about child abuse? No. But every now and then, Don, I know I need it. get that little rump tightened up a little bit so I can associate pain with compliance. What about that, Don?
That's true, Mr. Dockery. And guess what? That's what's wrong with 95% of our young men from 61 to zero.
Wow.
What's wrong
wow.
with them? The parents didn't whoop their butt. I'm going to be honest with you. Look, I got an uncle right there in Dixon County that got some grandchildren out there at that house right now. I'm talking about my uncle's son. Now check this out. How did all of them grandchildren here get involved in gay rights? Uncle's son wasn't that way.
Okay.
It blows my mind. Like, how did y'all get way over there with Jesse Jackson's negativity and you came out of Son Tyler's house? I don't understand. They lost me.
Here's the problem, Don. When your grandfather's ideas and teachings were not passed down, and I don't mean it to disparage anyone else in your family line, your genealogy there, and same thing in my family. When you don't pass it down, how do you expect the younger generation to know it if nobody's teaching them? Don't wait on the public schools to teach them. Uh-uh, don't do that. Don't do that. And you would want to know that the house of God is going to provide them. But
what happened there, Mr. Darby? Did nobody whoop the younger generation?
Well, okay.
Nobody spoke. But JJ didn't get no whoopings like me.
Okay. Well, Don, you probably...
Okay, you said. From Becky on down, they didn't get whoopings like me, Veronica, and Vanessa.
Well, you probably need a lot of whoopings, Don, because, you know, you're a handful sometimes, and you probably need some whoopings.
Doc, and guess what? Me and my mama bumped heads because she believed in them Jacksons there right there in Tennessee. And I'm going to tell all of you, I got no faith in them. And I know my boy from St. Louis don't, because you know what he keeps saying? Those Democrats, them Jacksons founded the Democratic Party.
In 1824, Don, Andrew Jackson signed the Democratic Party. 1824, that's correct. And he became president of the United States somewhere after. He was a general in the United States military. But, okay, all right, that's a little historical fact.
He is a good one, too.
Huh?
What'd you say?
He is a good soldier.
Well,
he was a good what?
Soldier.
He was a good soldier in the war.
Hey, look, St. Louis. Any soldier that go around putting his penis in another man's rectum ain't no damn good soldier. Go up to the Hermitage and look at Uncle Alpha's grave.
Okay, but Don, we see
Caligula shouldn't be put in there. You go tell Michelle Obama. You go tell Jesse White he'll come. Cause my dad somewhere didn't tell him right. Cause Don sure ain't gonna make love to another man to give you no maturity.
Well, they need to do him. They need to do them like they did that preacher. That preacher started talking in tongues, Rob. And every now and then he called somebody. I don't know if it was a friend of his or who. He'd say, have mercy. I don't know who that was.
I'm going to have to look that up, St. Louis, because you just.
Who is have mercy?
That's an exclamation for mercy.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was
somebody in the church.
that's a spiritual euphemism. Have mercy can be a little change. Somebody giving you some money. Give me a little have mercy. I'm waiting on my have mercy. It could be a check or something. You understand? That depends on how you use it. It's a euphemism.
That old boy had one of them old-fashioned leather belts. I ain't talking about none of that plastic. He had a leather belt. That baby was popping.
Okay. Well,
Hello?
Good. Pastor, you there?
It needs to be more of that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I agree. The reason I agree is because now I've come to find out Sabbath on a Saturday. I'm wondering how come all the ministers didn't keep on going down the Sunday line falling in the Catholic Church. I'm wondering what God didn't convict you to stop? Why you keep proceeding on?
That's a longer Don. That's something that's worth us looking at historically, all right, and putting that in the proper context there.
Yes, sir. I'm just wondering. You know, after I came to that consciousness, it's like, why they didn't stop? Why you keep proceeding on, trying to be like your European master or your European? I mean, the European counterpart. Why you want to be so much like him?
Big brother. you do know.
Go ahead.
You do know that everybody doesn't see things your way, right? You recognize that, right?
Say what now?
You do realize that everybody don't have your level of awareness and understanding about things. You realize.
Well, Mr. Doctor, you know what? When I see Pastor Strong over here at a Brown Chapel with the Mercedes Benz and being around Bill Clinton and doing what he's doing, what you mean?
Okay.
Just like he said, and he take a belt and put him right over here across this thing and beat the dog crap out of him real good. So he's been out here having sex with the baby too. Take him, put him right across and beat the dog crap out of him. Yes, sir.
Man.
I guarantee you he'll be a whole different other person.
Now, Don, you know that was a time in American history where the Salem witch hunt, they accused people, and they unjustifiably, of being witches. And they went and put them in the trees and everything else. So, I mean, we got to be careful about that, too. We don't want to miss a tree.
Hold on, Mr. Doctor. How are you going to be unjustifiable?
Yes.
Benjamin Turner House was at 718. We done went over there and found that pastor got paid by the Catholic Church not to do it.
Well,
come on now.
Different. That in every situation has its own.
Miss Doctor, that's in the same area.
I understand.
So you got a network of preachers in this town that agree, they made an agreement with the Ebonites here to mess their people up. So you're saying that, and look at this, Doctor, I'm going to say this to you. I'm a person like this. Can I tell you something, Ms. Doctor? I was told today, you know all them beautiful roads you got there paved in Tennessee? I hear Mike Eubanks just got a few days to live. So I'm a person like this. I ain't got to whoop you. I know who will whoop you.
Okay. Well,
I'm a person like that. I'm going to sit in the corner because I know somebody going to come get you.
May I say this? The only thing I'm saying to you is just like it would not be right for me to falsely accuse you of being something or doing something, I shouldn't do that either. I should have evidence of it, and if I can't prove it beyond reasonable doubt, then I should not do that because that is violating certain rights that you have, and it's causing some undue strife. That's all I'm saying, big brother. Now, if folk are doing that, yeah, there are some people that, you know, a whole lot of folk that are wrong, and we see that. I put it on me. I asked 3072, you know, she hold me accountable. She said, yeah, I will. She told me, she'll tell me if Ed goes, what if my britches are split? Would you tell me if my britches are split, Pastor Wong? I'm walking around. I think I'm looking good. If my britches, would you pull me to the side? Hey, man, you know, go get you some more pants or something. You do that for me once, Pastor Wong.
Hey, man,
well, you would
woke up rightly, man. Compassion is always on the agenda. So, you know, it's just the way it is. When you're talking about the truth, you should know the truth, not opinions. Opinions, I don't know no truth about that. But the truth is something that'll make a person free. So I'm just glad to know that it's available, that it actually works. And that's why I always like being in my lane, so I can deal with the truth a lot better. Because other than that, it would be a scuffle unnecessarily. So I don't want to do any unnecessary scuffling about issues of life, because the word does stand firm in my learning, and I appreciate it so much, man. I'm just glad to know he allowed me to learn something from his words, you know. I'll turn it back over to you after I say this. You know, when a person is standing in need, something, if a person got it at that time and don't, you know, help a person, then his living actually is in vain anyway, according to the scripture. He said, why I'm going to tell you to come tomorrow when I got it right now. You need something to put on, and I got it now. I should give it to you then instead of talking about waiting. Waiting means you're not even thinking about it no way, you know.
Okay.
Well, it's
okay,
one thing for her to tell you your pants is split, but would you tell her skirt split? Oh, wait a while.
Well, watch this, little. I have seen that. I have, and you know the hesitation, St. Louis? That's just real good. The hesitation is you don't want to offend a lady. But if a skirt is split, or perhaps it's too short, it's too revealing, shouldn't someone in a loving way make her aware of that?
Well, I've seen one where the hem of her dress got caught up at her waist and held her dress up in the back where you could see the panties and everything. And I waited a while before I told her.
Why? I'm just curious. What was your hesitation?
I wanted to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing.
Okay, all right. You know, the point is that if we see any one of ourselves where we're at a moment that we're at our best, it's only right to let your brother know that. You know, if you find him in fault, take it to him. Take it to him. Or your sister. And that was really the point of the question. Tonight it's going to be a shorter show. It's about 8:21. We're going to wrap up about 8:30. So I appreciate you guys joining us tonight. We wanted to talk from this topic, shoot straight, because I'm seeing a lot of good people waiting to get the best, and they're not putting their energies out there. Go get it. Wait, no. Go get what you want. Go get what. Don't wait on nobody to get you nothing. That time you wait, you'll miss it. So.
Well, it's one thing to shoot straight with others, but some people don't shoot straight with themselves because they don't come to terms.
That is so true, too. I mean, that's a reality, too. You know? And the worst person to lie to is yourself. That's the worst person to lie to is yourself. But that's another dynamic there. Well, let's go around the table here. Let's go around the table here. As we prepare to wrap up for the night there. I got to go crunch some numbers. Y'all bear with me. I got to go crunch some numbers before I go to wait about it. Don, give us a final word, big brother, and then we'll go.
Well, Mr. Dockery, you know, when you say shoot straight and be straight, some people don't want the truth. They can't take the truth. You know what I'm saying? Some people just can't take the truth. They just deal with a lie. And when you bring the truth, they just go apart. Like somebody just told me something while ago, and I'm going to tell you what, Ms. Dark, I ain't going nowhere because somebody left me in the van last night. And I'm going to see the individuals that left me in the van, and I'm going to see the individuals that left me in the van straight up in their face.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
So guess what, Mr. Dockery? I stayed in the van last night. You know what, Mr. Dockery? You don't even know this. I've been in Selma 12 years, and I've been outside. And here I come.
Okay.
See, and they got some spreading lies in Selma. You know the biggest lie in Selma going on? That they politically is there. Politically, you're not there. Quit lying. You don't own one bank in this town. You don't own one bank in Selma. You ain't got one charter in Selma. So you need to quit lying to yourself. When you wake up and stop lying to yourself, then God might give you a chance to grow. Not God. God. He'll allow you a chance to grow. So that's why I'm praying for people to stop lying to themselves and start telling the truth and let the Lord show them the correct way. Because he'll show you now.
Yeah, if you
that's the only thing I got to say, Mr. Doctor.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for joining us here tonight, there. All right. What about it, 37? You want to give us a final? Thanks for joining us. I realize you probably worked today and you fool around with us tonight. I appreciate you fooling with
us. Yeah. I was just going to say, though, you know, when you're telling people the truth, just try to do it in a loving, caring way so that, you know, maybe they can apply the truth to what you're trying to show them.
Gotcha. I think that's a good approach. That's a good tag there. Well, thank you, man. We appreciate you joining us tonight there, and we look
thank
forward
you.
To engage you another time there. All right. Well, St. Louis, what about it, sir?
Well, I'm dumbfounded. I don't have too much to say about that.
I'm going to look that thing up with that preacher getting a whooping now. I find that quite intriguing.
He found people found it intriguing too.
I thought the
choir was going to start singing there for a minute.
My. Okay. Well, we appreciate.
But he probably had it coming to him, like George Floyd. Ain't that what the old folks used to say? He had it coming.
All right. I don't know. I don't know enough about that to speak to it. So I have to look into that. But I appreciate you being here on Talk Straight with us and shoot straight with us.
Yeah, you just make sure you don't end up bent over the...
That's absolutely right. I don't want to get no whooping now. I don't want no whooping. From God or...
All right, I'll see
you.
You take care of yourself.
All right, sir. All right. Pastor Wally, we're going to turn it over to you, sir, as we wrap up for... We've been... This Talk Straight, we've been speaking from the topic. Shoot straight with me. And our co-host, Pastor Wally, is joining us here. He's going to wrap our conversation up, brother. All right, sir. Take it.
Yeah, well, you know, the Word of God does state very clear, and I thank God, again, for allowing me to tap in to see the power of the Word of God being so effective. You know, the Word said, if they want to be ignorant, let them be ignorant, you know. And when that is in motion, see, mockery is a disease, and some people just love to have it that way. So we don't want to, you know, to deviate from the power of God, because the Bible says if Satan gets the advantage over us, we are not ignorant of his devices. When those fiery dots be shot, God will raise up a standard where they won't even penetrate. So I want to encourage everybody that's on the line right now to be encouraged no matter what's going on. Keep God first and watch what he do for you, because the Bible says, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walks wisely shall be delivered. And I'm sure talking to some folks that have been delivered on the line right now. I yield back to you on that note.
Wow.
Pastor Doctor.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
That's good way to feel it tonight.
Don't,
that's good way to feel it.
Don't be a fool, but if you want to be a fool, if you want to be ignorant, let them be ignorant. Don't try to change them and say they might enjoy it that way. Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, with that, we'll see you guys. Lord willing, we'll see you guys on Tuesday for another episode of Talk Straight. Thank you all for joining us here tonight. On behalf of our co-host, this is your host, Pastor Reuben Dockery, and Pastor Ricky Wallace, our co-host. And you've been listening to Talk Straight. Shoot straight with me. We'll see you on next Tuesday.
Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be you guys. No, deep down inside me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. To let me hear the day and saw tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, go on and live. Live it like it. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself a love.